woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Okay, so not a bad day. 5 degrees for the high. Apparently, it's going to get a little bit colder next week. But we won't think about next week. We're thinking about now. And we're thinking
That's
about
right.
the fact that it is Friday. Happy Friday. In an hour, we want to pay your rent for the entire year in 2021. Going to give you a keyword so you can text that to us. Easy peasy. In the meantime, let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Yesterday, I joked that Lady Gaga would definitely be playing Joe Biden's inauguration. And then, like, 10 minutes later, the news came out that Lady Gaga will be playing Joe Biden's inauguration.
Not only that, but you also joked that she would be playing Shallow.
She's not
1,000% she's going to be playing the Shallow.
So here's she's not.
When Lady Gaga's on her BS, it's like, it's almost sometimes embarrassing to watch, but she's also an incredible performer.
Oh, she's so good.
So sometimes she's like over the top ridiculous and you're like, oh, why? But then other times you're like, this is the most spectacular performance I've ever seen. So I'm excited to see which one shows up.
Can I tell you what I heard is going to happen?
What, do you have an insider source? TJ O'Halloran?
I'm actually friends with Joe Biden.
Okay,
he told me that Lady Gaga's going to be there, Avi. But Bradley Cooper is also going to be there. And they're going to sit from the piano. And then they're almost going to kiss.
Wow.
And then Bradley Cooper's girlfriend's going to be sitting in the front row like, this again?
New girlfriend, same problem.
Yeah.
Jax, what's up?
Selena Gomez dropped a sneaky track last night. We were just saying yesterday that we wanted new music from her. So it's like we awoke her from her slumber. It's the first Spanish language single from her since Talkie Talkie in 2018.
It's good.
It's very sexy. It's very low tempo.
What is it about Spanish that makes it the sexiest language on earth?
Like,
oh my God.
I have no idea what she's saying, and I want it all.
She could be singing about Doritos right now, and I would want to make it.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's very, very
Here we go, here we go.
It's
I'm gonna light some candles.
Yeah.
Put this on for myself. Alone at home tonight. Producer Jesse, what's up?
While the world waits to get their vaccine, if you are uber rich, you can join a secret club called Knightsbridge Circle.
Oh boy.
And you can get your vaccine. So Knightsbridge Circle is like this little health group for people who have a net worth of at least $800 million.
Oh, wow.
And they've developed this new little program within their group where you can fly to Dubai for $70,000 and you can get your vaccine early.
You know what they say, vaccinate the rich.
Well, I'm not really totally surprised. And also, Dubai is like the playground for the super rich, man. That's what happens.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying that's just sort of the way it is. Now, the vaccine calculator, everybody's taking that. Where do you find that, the Ontario vaccine calculator that people have put out?
I don't have the website in front of me, but we will tweet it out.
All right. We're going to tweet that out, throw that on Instagram, so you can find out when you would be eligible. For all of us, it's like July to September.
Yeah.
You know.
Fun.
Hey, listen.
It's not that
it's
far.
This year.
Yeah, it's not
That's all I care about. It's this year. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Sam Smith.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Can we declare 2021 the year of treating yourself?
Yes.
Officially.
Yeah.
Because I think we all need it. Now, how about this? A $16,000 bathtub.
Oh, dear.
From Kohler. Now, hold on.
Okay.
Before you make faces like that, and I understand why you made that face, you got to listen to what this thing does.
Okay.
They announced a new bathtub that uses smart technology that can be controlled by your phone.
Mwah.
Okay.
It generates fog.
Excellent.
What?
Generates
fog.
That's pretty cool.
It has mood lighting.
Oh.
And pleasing essential oil aromas.
Incredible.
To relax the mind, soothe the body, and renew the spirit.
Incredible.
I was wrong.
It's called the Infinity Experience. Water fills from the bottom of the bath and overflows into a cypress wood moat, creating a relaxing soundscape.
A moat.
There's a moat on your bathtub.
A moat.
What?
A moat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people like sing in the shower. Yeah. I was thinking with the fog and the mood lighting, you could definitely like make it feel like a concert in there if you're singing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
we're so deprived for any sort of entertainment that we're like, I'll have my concert in my bath now.
Yeah, yeah. With my essential oils in my fog.
Now, our bath expert, Jax, who, by the way, we were on a
stop.
We on
a, I don't like this
we
when you tell this
call
story.
In during the first lockdown, and we just hear splash, splash, splash. Yeah. And we're like, is Jax in the bath? And our boss is like, Jax? And Jax is like, I didn't have time. We're so, like, you've got tons of time. Yeah.
It's happened multiple times, by the way. That's not like that was a one-time thing.
Yeah, if I'm at home on the phone with you, I'm most likely in the bathtub.
Now, I want you to be honest with me here, okay, Jax? Mm-hmm. Because nobody's got $16,000 for a bathtub just hanging around. However, if you did, do you think that this would be a worthwhile purchase?
Would
there be other things on your list before this?
It would be my first purchase.
Would it?
Yes, this sounds incredible. I spend a lot of time in the bath, and like, if there's like fog and music, and
you'll never leave.
I'll never leave. I will become a prune and be proud of it. A proud prune.
Good. She's gonna come in here looking like the old lady from Titanic every morning.
It's been 84 years, but at least my bathtub has a moat. That's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Every once in a while, a tech company will put out a product and you go, that is so dumb. I must have it. And then they also put out other products where you go, who in their right mind would buy that? But then sometimes they put an Apple logo on it and you just don't even think. You just buy it. And Apple just got a patent granted for one of those products. Apple Glasses. Now, when you hear about that, you go, oh, that actually sounds kind of cool if it's anything like the Apple Watch. And, you know, you put on the glasses, maybe there's an operating system or whatever. It turns out the Apple Glasses will be nothing like that. And all they will do is unlock all of your Apple devices, according to the patent, at least. So you put these on and it uses, like, just by looking at it or by doing some sort of hand motion or facial motion, it'll unlock, like, your MacBook, your phone.
I hate that.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
So that's something
enough.
They got
enough
patented.
Accessories.
I don't think... Maybe that's all they've listed in the patent, but that can't be it.
That's what I was thinking. There's no way. But then, again, if there's an Apple logo on it, people are going to buy it.
Oof, I don't like that.
I love this idea. So they applied for this patent in 2019 that just got approved yesterday. So you would think in the next few months we'd be hearing more and more and more about it, but let's have to wait and see on that. Lady Gaga is going to be playing Joe Biden's inauguration next week, which is funny because we were kind of joking that she would be playing it yesterday.
Because she plays everything,
yeah. She's going to be singing the national anthem. Jennifer Lopez will be giving a musical performance on the west front of the U.S. Capitol when Biden is sworn in. And Tom Hanks is going to be hosting a 90-minute primetime TV special celebrating Biden's inauguration. Some other performers include Justin Timberlake, John Bon Jovi, which will make all the moms happy.
John Bon Jovi.
He's so hot.
Demi Lovato and Ant Clements. So that'll be fun.
Okay. Can you just imagine if we did this in Canada? Like we had like inauguration like ceremony. It's like, okay, guys, the bare naked ladies in blue rodeo.
Here's the Arkells.
What don't the Arkells play? Nothing. Yeah. Oh my God. It's just
the Arkells and Drake.
America. No, Drake would not show up.
He would.
Drake
would show up.
No, he wouldn't.
Dad always shows up.
Not for that.
Okay. Cute, not a but no. New Year's resolutions are a big ass. And the new trend right now is something called micro goals, which is essentially just smaller New Year's resolutions. And they're a little bit loftier. But a new survey found 67% of people are trying to make more micro goals for 2021. And here are the 10 most common ones, starting with number 10. Walk or bike places instead of driving. Swap healthier ingredients into foods. Prep some meals in advance. Meditate for a few minutes every day. Mm-hmm. Get outside more. Take vitamins. Drink more water. Eat more nutritious food for lunch. Maintain my weight. And the number one micro goal, eat less takeout or fast food. Mm.
2020 was hard for that, right?
Yeah.
You were doing the right thing for the community by supporting local.
Yeah.
Okay? Just remember that, even if you put on a few pounds because of it. Let me throw this out there. When you have a micro goal, as boring as those were, because those were pretty boring. No offense, TJ.
No, I wrote the list.
But if you have a smaller goal and it's completely achievable, you are going to feel better once you've attained it.
Yeah.
And you kind of get on a roll. Sometimes, and TJ said this to me right after I got divorced, sometimes you just need a win.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how small the win is, you just need a win.
Just need a win.
And that was a morning where I'd had a win. And he was like, see, you got a win. That's good. And then the ball kept rolling. Things are good. So, TJ, arbiter of Great news.
Hey, there's one thing I do.
Listen to him on this one.
Bring the good vibes.
If Adam can get through a divorce, you too can stop ordering takeout. You know? There you go.
We'll order less takeout.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Tom Cruise bought COVID robots to patrol the Mission Impossible set. We actually got a text message from Ajax. Tom Cruise is chaotic and good, and I love him for that, and I'm not entirely surprised by the robots. No. When you hear Tom Cruise associated with this, you're not surprised. Tom Cruise is not the type of guy that goes to a restaurant and just orders a salad.
Yeah. No.
He orders the entire salad bar.
Yeah.
He's just an extreme
dude. He's very serious about everything he does.
So apparently, because they're off to Dubai to shoot this, and Dubai is where all the weird stuff is, where you can get all rich people stuff.
As many robots as you want.
Tom is so serious that the shoot isn't going to shut down that he's splashed out on these robots, and he can't be everywhere to ensure people are behaving themselves. The robots are really sophisticated and rather intimidating. It's a little like Terminator, only less violent. That's a direct
less violent.
Quote.
Not violent, less violent.
Now, the weird thing about the article is it doesn't actually tell us these two COVID secure robots. Is it like, do they come in and do they wave their finger at you?
So if they are what I think they are, I believe it was somewhere in Japan where they had these, and they would basically just have like facial recognition to make sure that you were wearing a face mask or that you were properly distanced from other people. And if they don't, I believe some sort of like siren or warning would go off. So if those are the same robots, he bought two of them.
My fear is that they'll hurt you.
Oh, they probably will. They said they're less violent than Terminator.
Yeah. But Terminator's pretty violent.
Yeah.
So a little less violent, it's not that hard to be.
If you get hit by a robot, like, you've done something wrong. Well, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you get slapped by a robot, you're in trouble.
Honest question, though. If you, for whatever reason, aren't socially distancing and the robot catches you and recognizes your face, does Tom Cruise get, like, a printout report at the end of the day?
I'm sure he does.
Absolutely.
There's also a conspiracy theory with this, TJ.
Yeah.
So let's just preface this with definitely allegedly.
Yeah.
Okay. So
reportedly.
Leah Remini, who left the Church of
Remini.
What did I say?
Remini.
Okay.
It's okay.
Leah Remini.
Sounds delicious.
Left the Church of Scientology, says that the whole thing with Tom Cruise, remember like a month ago, there was the audio of him going on the rant and screaming at people, we're the gold standard and about the COVID protocols, and everyone started praising Tom Cruise for taking everything so seriously.
Right.
She thinks that this was all just a big plant from the church. And that it was scripted, his rant, and that one of his Scientology assistants was one who recorded it. And it's this whole thing.
Oh, who does it benefit? The church? Or?
Well, it just makes him look good PR.
A millionaire taking everything seriously is kind of what they're going for. But
which,
it's allegedly.
It's a smart play.
It's those Scientologists,
man. I don't hate it.
So he probably read that story and was like, you know what? Robots.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, I want to know what these robots look like. So I do hope that somebody leaks some footage on the set about, like, what they actually do.
Yeah. Again, they smack you around if you're not wearing a mask. That's my prediction.
I might be
terrifying.
Into that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you had the conversation with somebody over Zoom about what it's going to be like when things open back up and you're required to go back to work? Because employers can demand that. I know some people, like a producer I used to work with who works on a big television show in town, just up and moved to PEI.
Oh, yeah.
And is doing, and bought a house with her husband out there.
What?
And just straight up, like, she just left. And I'm like, so, like, Mayor, are you able to, like, do your job and everything? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, well, what happens when you gotta come back? And she's like, oh, I won't have to. And I'm like, okay.
You
might. Like, you might. And the thing is that it seems, because we've been in this for 10 months, it seems so far away. If you're not an essential worker, and you haven't been going to work every day, it's very strange to say, like, okay, well, I guess I'll be required to go back to work. Some people will.
Yeah.
But what they have found is that most people have been more productive working from home over the course of the pandemic than less. There's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, you got more alone time. There's a lot less stop and chat.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
Also a lot less going out for lunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you go out for lunch, and 1 hour quickly, like, spins out into two.
Yeah.
That can happen. There is also the thing where you're just not commuting.
Yeah.
Think how much time people spend commuting.
And resenting that commute, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they don't want to feel as productive at work when they actually get there.
100%. So there are a lot of people saying, like, hey, you know, if I don't have to go back to work, I might actually be more productive. And, you know, if you had told me 10 months ago that we'd all have to work from home for this long. I've been like, man, what's going to happen to productivity or whatever? Like, and nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
It's interesting. There is always studies that come out of Europe usually that talk about even like things like 4-day work weeks that you would think would lower productivity, but it actually increases it because it gives you a little bit of a reward. So you think that working from home would probably fall under the same premise, right?
It would. So this is, it's very, very interesting. 67% saying absolutely more, and 41% say they work few hours in a week now because they're so much more efficient. And you can see that, right? A lot of people consider like commutes, getting ready. Mm-hmm. Like even just getting ready. Some people that's half an hour to just to get ready to leave.
Hour and a half each way, that's 3 hours.
It's a lot of wasted time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it'd be very interesting to see what companies do about this and how they handle it going forward. Because like, what if wherever you work says, you know what, you're able to work remotely. Mm-hmm. Why don't you only come in 2 days a week?
It'd be incredible.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. And probably better for the environment too. There seems to be like no downside to this other than, I don't know, sometimes you just need to get the hell out of the house.
Yeah, you need to see people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the one thing. It's kind of nice to have a reason to put pants on in the morning sometimes, you know?
I put on jeans last week to come in, and they fit perfectly. And I was like, thank God. I haven't been more relieved about anything.
Attaboy.
It's Virgin Radio. That Miley bomb. Cyrus.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario police won't randomly stop people or vehicles during the stay-at-home order. Now, there was a little bit of confusion about this, but according to CP24, the restrictions do not give police the ability to randomly stop vehicles or people on the streets just to enforce the COVID-19 measures. So due to this, residents who are traveling to work will not have to carry any documents to prove or show that their jobs are essential. However, the memo did state that police are encouraged to make reasonable inquiries to determine if individuals are in compliance with the orders. And of course, earlier this week, Doug Ford did say that bad actors who are caught will get fined.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
So don't act bad.
There's no possible way that could ever be legal anyway. That you have to carry papers all of a sudden? That is setting an ugly precedent.
Yeah, and that becomes a way bigger problem.
Yes,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's called profiling.
That is exactly what that's called.
It's just more of a heads up. Ariana Grande released the 34 plus 35 remix with Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat. Now, she'd been teasing it for a couple days. There was some speculation that it was going to feature Nicki Minaj. So we have a clip of Doja Cat.
This is Doja first.
Can we stay up all night? A jet lag. You bring your fine ass in overnight back. Add up the numbers or get behind.
Love.
Sound really good.
That. Listen, you'll find that.
Now, we also got the Megan Thee Stallion part, right? Do you want me to do that too?
Yeah, please.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Rocky like a baby, but you know I'm about to keep up. Welcome to my channel, and today I'm about to teach you something. I can make it pop, legs up like a can-can. With the neighbors up, make it
sounds
sound
good.
Like the bam-bam.
Like, it adds some nice, like, depth to the song, I guess.
Yeah,
that's what needed it, but
I love that.
We're going to be playing that at some points on Virgin Radio, so make sure you stay listening for that. If you had to venture a guess, what was the most popular takeout dish? Probably a pretty easy question. Jax?
Chinese food, maybe?
Adam, well?
Sushi?
How is McDonald's not at the top of that?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, burgers and stuff like that?
Yeah, fast food.
Both good guesses. Both incorrect.
Oh.
The number one most popular takeout dish on the planet was pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Real comfort pizza. Mm-hmm.
Jax, you were close. Chinese food came in at number two.
Really? Okay.
Sushi number three. Fish and chips in a surprising fourth place.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind a little beer battered fish and chips.
I love fish and chips. I just like. Is there a good fish and chips place in Toronto?
Oh, there's
tons.
Oh, for
sure.
Is there?
That's one place I've never I've never actually thought to check that out.
I bet we'll get some texts right now on like people's favorite.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, 999.
Tell on the fries.
Us. Oh, damn, I'm hungry.
That is what's trending. I'm TJ.
We do have a couple text messages coming in. One from St. Catharines. Carrying papers is what you're being told to do in France. Well, that's not here, but fair enough.
Yeah.
And there are places in the world where that's a thing. It's just not legal here. You're just not allowed to do that. Number two, my son had already got a letter from work and was told to keep papers on him, and I think have ours as well.
Yes, yeah.
But again, you don't have to carry them. So
it might just be like companies kind of like taking care of themselves.
Yeah,
100%.
Exactly.
And that's
just
the thing.
In case here.
Just in case you're in that situation, and it's the companies doing a great thing for their employees,
absolutely.
Like covering them up. Yep. But at the same time, like, listen, just we're almost through this thing, man. Just stay home. that's it. Stay home, hang out on Zoom, play PS4, do something like
Zooms.
That.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
82% of people are planning something big to do after they get the vaccine. So what's yours? Now, I'm not talking about, like, in the hours afterwards, because chances are, when you're vaccinated, you're still, like, the borders will still be closed, and it'll still be a bit wonky to fly and stuff like that. Although, I guess if you have the vaccine, you can fly, right? Like, it's sort of, you know.
I don't know.
Is it fair to say we don't know anything? Because we just don't know what's happening right now.
Someone make that argument for us.
Do I have to stay at home if I have the vaccine? I don't know.
Yeah. These are all things that we're going to find out. But the world is a little confused right now, you know?
So what are, let's assuming all things equal here. World opens back up after you get your vaccine. What's the big plan? What do you guys want to do?
If we're talking about the hours afterwards or just days following, I would go drop off the gifts that I got for my nieces and nephews. For Christmas.
Okay, so we're definitely not talking about that. We're talking about
you
totally
self. You can do that. Just drop it off at the end of the driveway.
No, but I want to like be around them when they open it.
Oh,
you know?
That's fair enough. That's
like,
silly.
I want to just drop
that's
it off and then ghost
like,
them.
Give them the presents, like, TJ.
Enjoy these toys. Bye. I want to see them do it. TJ has a heart. But the big thing I would have planned, go to a Leaf game. And I know that we have to wait and see if Leaf games are open. I don't care. That's my big thing. I want to do it so badly. My girlfriend and I started dating before we could go to the Leaf game, so she doesn't know what TJ's like.
Yeah, you become a different person, don't you?
I'm a completely different person.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
I like sporting TJ.
Yeah, because I hate making scenes in public unless I'm at a Leaf game, and then I will make a scene.
Jax.
I am going on a club tour. And not in this country. I'm leaving. I'm going to go to Europe. And I'm gonna go dancing for a month. And I'm.
You had a jog yesterday, and you think you have shin splints today.
Hey,
you think you can dance for a month?
Let me just throw this out at you. You don't have a month's vacation time.
I will find it.
She's gonna abandon us
sick.
So she can go to a rave in Germany.
I'm going to start in London, end in Berlin. I'm going to go to every single club. Like, I'm sober, and I don't even care. I'm going to be out all damn night. I just want to be close to people. I want to grind on a stranger.
Jax's
like,
sober peeing tour. Yeah. It'll be great. Nightclub this. I'm excited for that. I also want to go to Europe.
Yeah.
Now, let me just say this. Have I saved for it? No.
No.
Can I afford it?
No.
Absolutely not. But if we're kind of pie in the skying this year, I want to go to the south of France.
Oh.
I want to drink wine, and I want to bake on a beach for just give me a week.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I didn't realize this was like fantasy land, what we wanted to do. I want to go to a hockey game, and you guys are like, I need to go to the south of France go to a vineyard and taste test stuff.
You're like, I want to go to Burlington.
I'm going
to
grab. I can't wait to see the Burlington Skyway again. I really miss it.
Oh, man.
All right. Hey, we got a few people actually texting in right now saying, I got the first dose. A few frontline workers, by the way, say thank you for what you do. One from Oshawa here. Got my first dose of the vaccine since I work at the hospital. Ordered takeout the night I got it.
Yes.
That's all you can do, right?
Love it.
We're talking about big crazy. Yeah. Get big and get crazy.
Yeah. Go to a Leaf game with TJ. come with me to Burlington. Let's go see my family.
Leaf game and going to the south of France cost about the same.
Yeah,
anyway.
True.
999-999 to text. We are Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, let's think big here. Let's not worry about restrictions. Let's not worry about how long it's going to take for them to be lifted. Let's say the world opens up when you get vaccinated.
Yes.
Because the world in this scenario revolves around you.
That's
okay.
Right.
You know what? It's like, oh, okay, you are the person to get vaccinated. Okay, everything's open.
Back to normal.
What is your post-vaccination mega plan? What would it be? What would you want to do? TJ, text 999-999.
There appears to be a theme amongst the text messages. I'll start with one of them from the 647. I need to hug my parents.
Yeah.
The number one thing right now. They need it. And so do I.
Aww.
I think everyone wants to just hug their family.
My
family's more of a high five family, so one of mine is high five in mine. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd love to hug my
just
mom.
Just a guy nod.
Yeah. Here's
guy
some
nod
of your many
dad.
Flaws.
Hey.
No, I miss my family. I'd love to give him a hug. Another one from the 647. I'd love to visit my 80-year-old mom back in the Caribbean. That's pretty rad for two reasons. You get to see your mom, but also
Caribbean.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And of course, from the 416, the other theme, travel. I just want to get back to traveling.
Yeah.
Have you guys started saving to travel at all? Like, have you been doing that type of wishful thinking?
I'm very busy spending my money on the internet, TJ.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, that's what I said. Like, here's what I said. My fantasy was going to the south of France, drinking all the wine and baking on a beach for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
However, I have not saved a dime.
We don't have any money for
that. And even if I started now, we're looking 2024 before that's even a physical possibility.
You don't know that.
Well, I do.
You might not be able to do the south of France, but how about Wasaga Beach drinking Old E?
The south of Wasaga Beach drinking Old E. Oh,
it's maybe the same,
maybe
but
bring along a couple Monster Energy drinks, too.
Whoa.
Now that's a Scarborough good time. I'm from Scarborough. I can say that.
Hey.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Mood! Hit us up. 999-999.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
So just a little heads up, because there was a bit of confusion about this. Ontario police won't randomly be stopping people or vehicles during the stay-at-home order. There was some kind of questions up in the air about it, but according to CP24, the restrictions do not give police the ability to randomly stop vehicles or give people in the streets, or people in the streets just to enforce COVID-19 measures. Due to this, residents who are traveling to work will not have to carry any documents or proof that shows that their job is essential. I know some companies are handing those out. However, the memo does state that police are encouraged to make reasonable inquiries to determine if individuals are in compliance with the orders. And you might remember earlier this week, Doug Ford announced that, quote, bad actors who are caught, they will be get fined, end quote.
So they can't, but they're encouraged to, but they can't.
This is a really dangerous road to go down.
The police don't want to enforce this either.
No, I know.
It's one of those things where it's profiling. You can't just pull someone over and go, hey,
you look
show
sketchy.
Us your papers. Yeah. That's not how it works here.
Ariana Grande released a remix for 34 plus 34.
We're actually going to play it next.
Are we?
Yeah.
Do I even need to play a clip of it then?
Well, do you want to?
I want to give
teasy?
You a little teasy. So Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat are on it. There was speculation it was going to be Nicki, and they actually both sound really good. Have a listen to Doja Cat.
Can we stay up all night? A jet lag, you bring your fine ass in overnight back. Add up the numbers or get behind that. Play and rewind that. Listen, you'll find that.
And here's Megan Thee Stallion.
You like it, baby, but you know I'm about to keep you up. Welcome to my channel, and today I'm about to teach you something. I can make it pop legs up like a can-can. With your neighbors up, make it sound like the band pack.
34 plus 35 already sounded really good, but it's interesting when you add those two that it just it has even more like depth to it now.
And
it's
two completely different flows too.
Really, really good.
Ladies,
so we got that
in front.
That's right. We got that coming up for you next. Could Apple glasses be coming very soon? Apparently. This sounds like one of those silly products that they're just going to slap an Apple logo on and then charge you $900 and will still line up for it when it's legal to line up for things. Now, Apple was a patent for this was granted yesterday. They applied for it in 2019. You might be thinking like Apple glasses actually does sound like somewhat of a good idea.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. The patent says that the glasses' main purpose is just unlocking all your Apple devices without you having to use your thumb or your password or your facial recognition. So you just wear the glasses, and it like recognizes your face, and it will unlock all your devices.
But your eyes already unlock it, so it's like...
Yeah. But no. Do your eyes have an Apple logo on them?
No, they don't.
Then they
Not
can't
yet.
Make money off it.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Soon, though.
I hate where the world's going.
I'm sure there's going to be more capabilities, but it's just really funny that that's what they have the patent on. This is where we're at. And that's what's trending. Oh, I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Products that you will not compromise on. So you know when you go to like Shoppers Drug Mart or whatever, there's the Advil. And then there's the discount Advil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't know this. It's made at the same factory. People are like, well, that can't work as well. Well, it has to, actually.
You changed my life with that.
Yeah, because you can't have Advil made a different way. Like, it has to be made the same way. It's just whether do you want to buy the name brand or the... The Life brand, I think it's called, right?
If it's on sale, I'm going for it.
Well, there you go. So here's the thing. There are certain things that people are willing to cut back on and others where they're not. So here are the things that people are, on the whole, not willing to compromise on, even if it's made at the same place, okay? Quality toilet paper. And let me just say this.
Yeah.
If you go 3-ply, you never go back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And having a kid with wet wipes available, just throwing that out there. Never. Listen, you can laugh at me all you want, man.
You are far too coddled.
Yeah.
Yo, any parent listening to this knows what I'm saying. Just saying. Okay? Number two, mattresses.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I rented my apartment because I had no furniture, it with furniture.
That couch.
And the couch is the ugliest couch I've ever seen in my life. And the bed that I'm on is slightly slanting to the left. The mattress, the springs are going out in the mattress.
Really?
Yeah. So when you sleep on a certain part of the mattress, it feels like you're about to roll off.
Yeah.
So I would say, yeah, don't skimp on the mattress, man. Really important to have a nice one. Other people said coffee brands, Wi-Fi quality and speed, chocolate, shampoo, ketchup. You ever gone to someone's house?
Yeah.
And it's the wrong brand ketchup.
And you're like, ketchup, yeah.
Why did you do that? Yeah. You saved a dollar?
Sugar tomatoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Totally. Cell phones, obviously, because everybody's like, oh, I have to have an iPhone. Mm-hmm. I'm like that too. Brands of potato chips. Off-brand potato chips don't taste good.
Yes, no. They do. They're fine.
No, they don't.
Really?
They taste fine, but it's not as good.
It isn't
you
as good.
You just know deep down.
No, like a sour cream and onions, a sour cream and onion.
It's not. There's like they're not as crisp. They're just not the same.
Capitalism's got you by the throat.
Well, I'm just, see, the thing with Advil is it's medical.
Yeah,
it has to medically be the same.
Yes.
Right? Has to be the same. Potato chips, it's like, well, it's just a different recipe, right? It's just a different thing. Haircuts. Don't know what that's like.
Sure.
Paint colors. Fair. Because it's going to be there a while.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to paint every year.
Yeah.
And restaurants. I'm a little snot. I'm a little bit of a little snooty with my fast food.
Yeah.
Like, there are places where I'm like, I like my French fries here. I like my I like my burgers here.
Yeah, when you word it like that.
My chicken sandwich is here. What up, Swiss Chalet? You know what I mean?
you boys love Swiss Chalet.
Oh,
love
the sauce.
The best. All right, now, the thing is, we've mentioned a bunch of things on that list. What are the things you're not willing to compromise on? TJ and Jax.
Frozen pizzas.
Really?
Which ones do you get?
I get the Dr. Oetker's, the thin crust.
Delish.
Because when I eat the whole thing, I don't feel as bad about it because I know it's thin
crust. Oh, it's nice and light.
And also, I love pizza. I could eat pizza literally every single day. But there is something about too cheap of a frozen pizza that you'll eat it, but it's kind of like an off-brand chip. You're like, I'll eat this, but I'm not going to enjoy it.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Not as much. Jax?
Mayonnaise.
No one is more passionate in the city of Toronto about mayonnaise than you.
I love mayonnaise. Now,
what's your brand?
Oh, Hellmann's.
Okay, now what is it about Hellmann's?
Oh, it's the perfect mix of whipped with the salt. And I grew up, I was a Miracle Whip gal.
Which isn't
child.
Real mayonnaise.
No, it's not
it's
real mayonnaise.
It's dressing, quote unquote.
But yeah, so if you get like whipped dressing or like any off-brand Hellmann's, it's not the same.
Wow.
It doesn't have the same tang.
I don't know why but that ruined mayonnaise for me.
You know what a nice
I don't know about you guys, but I'm out.
A tangy, zippy mayonnaise?
Okay, so hit us up, 416-872-9999 or 999-99 text. We got a text from Aurora. Being Italian, I tried different spreads, including Lindt, but different spreads, but nobody beats Nutella. Because there is the cocoa spread, or whatever they call it. But it's true.
Nutella's pretty good.
Nutella's legit.
Peanut butter, I would say, is up there, too.
Is there a difference, really? Like Skippy versus
I've never had
Kraft?
Skippy. Never been a Skippy boy.
Really?
Wow, what do you have?
Kraft.
I like the Kraft because the bears are cute on it. They're
so, they look like your parents trying to FaceTime you.
Yeah.
So hit us up at 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. You will not, it doesn't have to make sense, but you must get the brand of this.
Do it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You will not buy any other brand of a product, no matter how irrational or unreasonable it is, of this one thing. A lot of people are saying ketchup. I got a text message, and I got to say, this one is absolutely on my list. And I think I might have brought it up on the show before. PC mac and cheese beats Kraft dinner for me. And it's the white cheddar. My friend Sarah Louise just texted me, and she's like, it has to be the white cheddar. The white cheddar mac and cheese, if you ever have that from PC, you will never eat mac and cheese ever again from anybody else or anything else.
Wow.
It's the greatest.
Really?
It is so unbelievably
just
good.
Just saying, there is one better. It's Annie's mac and cheese.
You're wrong. It's
no,
not.
It's Annie's
mac and cheese.
Is this just your friend?
Watery.
No, it's all my buddy down the road who makes me mac and cheese.
Oh, it's my friend Annie.
It's stopping. No, Annie's mac and cheese is the best.
Yeah, she's from Green Gables, eh?
Oh, right on. What episode of the Trailer Park Boys was she in? Because you're from Halifax. So yeah.
I know Annie's is organic or whatever.
I have nothing saucy to say because all of this is accurate. So
whatever,
okay?
TJ, what other text do we have?
Some text from the 289 yogurt. I can't buy off-brand yogurt ever.
All yogurt tastes the same. Doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't. I don't like. There's only one way to really make yogurt unless you just pump it with sugar, right?
Yeah.
So
So long since I made yogurt, I couldn't tell you.
Well, you know, you churn that yogurt.
From the 416, Smucker's Jam, can't use anything else.
Mm.
Yep. From the 226, I must buy the same brand of deodorant. I've tried so many, and some just don't last. When I tried Mitchum, I never went back. Ooh. I'm the same way. I only buy Old Spice deodorant.
Same here. That's what I wear.
I wear the extreme stuff that is like very, it's the Dove, like antiperspirant, like build the wall sort of a deal, like antiperspirant. It's crazy.
I've seen you
buy. We're gonna clog your pores.
I've seen you buy your elixir. It is quite progressive. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so if you're a sweaty person, this matters to you. I'm like one of those people that like, I had to carry an extra shirt to school, and I would change at lunchtime because I would sweat so much.
And I'd show at lunch.
And if I had to be a hero the whole day, I would have to do that. I'd have to bring, I just have a really, so when you find one that works, and you don't feel self-conscious about it, you never change again. I've been wearing the same stuff for 15 years, and I'm 32.
TJ and I can just use each other's deodorant.
Yeah, that's true.
And often we do.
I dislike you both strongly.
Another text from the 416, Android phones. I can only use Android phones. I try and convince all my Apple friends that they're missing out. They have no idea. Yeah, enjoy your green text.
Yeah. True.
That's so true.
Last one here from the 289. If you know, you know. Lube. Never buy off-brand lube.
No, that is true. Yep, absolutely. And when you find a good lube, you stick with it.
That's right. Yeah. And I prefer WD-40 for my doors. How about you?
Oh, I'm so glad you said doors.
I've got to go.
This would have been a really different discussion had you said something else.
Got to go. 99.9 Virgin Radio. Pop star.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.